So this past week, I went on a bit of a road trip with Bishop Vinke and the other seminarians from the diocese. And so it was a sort of religious pilgrimage. We went down to Oklahoma City to visit the tomb of Blessed Stanley Rother. Then when we came back up into Kansas, we went through Pilsen to visit the home of Father Emil Capon, who's also on the path to sainthood. And then we traveled west and visited a number of churches out in Russell and Ellis County. But among all of these religious sites that we visited, we went to two farms. One was an old dairy farm north of Hayes that has been converted into a winery. And so instead of raising cows, the farmer now raises grapes. He's planted his own vineyard and he makes his own wine. We also visited what's called the Save Farm just north of town here. And it's a farm. It works to provide agricultural training and education, mainly to veterans, but really to anyone looking to get into the ag industry. And so growing up in Manhattan, I have zero experience with farm life. I know nothing about farming. So both of these visits were pretty educational for me. I learned quite a bit. But one thing that I was really struck by is the patience that it takes to farm. You plant something, and then you just have to let it sit, and you have to wait for it to grow. But what helps this waiting process is you follow a sort of schedule. Usually, you plant it, you wait for it to grow, then you harvest it, you plant it again. It's an annual thing. The farmers always know about what time of year they need to plant. They know about what time of year they need to harvest. So they generally know when they can expect their crop, when they can start making a profit. They run on a schedule. Sometimes, however, things can run on a bit of a different schedule. So the farm just north of town, the farmers there recently planted, I think it's a hazelnut orchard. They planted the trees last year. They won't get their first harvest for another 2 years. So it's a 3-year waiting period before they can see any fruit from their labor. So that's a much longer wait than they would wait for corn or wheat or anything else. So that wait is a tough thing. You have to do all this planting, all this caring for the trees, all this nurturing, but you don't see any of the fruits of it. You don't start making any money for 3 years. The benefit, however, is in the yield. Once these hazelnut trees are grown, they'll stay alive and keep producing hazelnuts for the next 60 to 70 years. So unlike corn or wheat, where you have to keep replanting every year, these hazelnut trees don't require replanting. They'll keep yielding a rich harvest year after year after year, which will completely make that 3-year wait worth it. But that's the thing. You have to be willing to wait. Agricultural imagery is found all throughout the Bible, and today's gospel is a prime example, the parable of the sower and the seed. And this passage, I've seen it used a lot of times for personal reflection or personal examination. It's a great way to look at ourselves and ask, what sort of soil are we? What sort of soil is in my heart? Am I the rich, fertile soil that is ready to receive God's word and bear fruit? Or am I that rocky soil that isn't receptive to God's word? And so we may do this type of examination, and hopefully we're all trying to be that good soil, because God is constantly pouring out his grace, his life upon us, and we want to be open to receiving that. And so we want to remove any obstacles that may stand in the way or may prevent us from making any real spiritual growth. And so we try to remove whatever rocks or thorns that there are, and we try to be receptive to whatever God sends our way. And then we wait. Our lives don't just change overnight. We have to wait patiently to see what God is going to do in our lives, to see the fruit of God's action. The trouble, however, is sometimes this can be a very long wait. So sometimes we may come to Mass faithfully, we may pray every day, and we look for the change that it's causing in our life, but we just don't see it. Or sometimes we may keep loving someone who is just very hard to love. And we wait for God to work in that relationship, but nothing happens. Sometimes we may struggle to overcome a certain sin or a certain vice, but struggle as we may, we just can't get rid of it. And we wonder if God is even helping us at all. Or sometimes we're dealing with an illness or some other suffering, and we're looking for God's presence in the midst of our pain, but we can't find him, and nothing seems to be changing. Sometimes we just grow tired of waiting for God to act, and we're tempted to lose faith or to give up. And I think this is especially hard in this day and age because we live in an age of instant gratification. We can stream TV shows and movies instantly on Netflix. We get two-day shipping through Amazon. We can order food and have it brought directly to our front door. And then we complain if it's a few minutes late. We don't like to wait. We want things. We want results immediately, which is why I can really appreciate the patience of a farmer. It's also why I think today's first reading is incredibly important for us. Because in it, God tells us that just as the rain and the snow do not return to the heavens without watering the earth and making it fruitful, so too his word does not return to him void and empty. The grace that he pours into us at baptism, that he gives to us in the Eucharist, in all of the sacraments, it isn't for nothing. Our time spent in prayer every day is not wasted time. All of this will bear fruit, is bearing fruit in our lives. And we may not see it right away. This may not happen on a timeline of our choosing, but that's not really something that we can control. All that we can control is how rich that soil is in each of our hearts. If we are receptive to God's word, if it finds good soil in our hearts, then it will always bear fruit. And we may not get those results when we want them, but I do believe that we will get them when we need them. And then, as St. Paul reminds us in the second reading, it's going to be worth the wait. St. Paul tells us that the sufferings of this present time will be as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed to us. That agony, that long period of waiting, is going to seem like nothing compared to the abundance of gifts that God wants to bestow on us.